Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Derek. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what's most important to people across some topics. Now, your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed in?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat. Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning it's not an important issue, 10 meaning it's a very important issue to you? Let me go ahead and name the first one, reproductive freedom.
Most important, 10.
10. Healthcare.
10.
10. Racism and discrimination?
10.
Immigration?
10.
Student loan debt?
5.
5.
Mm-hmm.
And K-12 education?
10.
And jobs and wages?
10.
And climate change?
7. 7.
And inflation and cost of living?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
And crime and violence?
10.
And criminal justice reform?
10.
Okay. And Democrats?
Say it again.
The Democrats. Democrats.
I don't know what that is.
It's DemoCracy.
DemO.
Democrats.
Let's say it's a 10.
Okay. Let me go ahead. Now, as you may know, this will be an election for president of U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. Now, it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. Now, what is your race?
Say it again.
What is your race?
African American.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm female.
Female. Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
73.
73? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, a highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's of Science.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, 10 meaning that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Yeah.
10. Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most of your community?
How much?
Uh-huh. Like, how much power do you feel that black community has to make it, has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
A lot.
A lot. On a scale from 0 to 10, a lot of power.
Yeah.
Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 5 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you do have no opinion or never heard of that person, please say so. Now, J.D. Vance.
Um, What was the choice again?
It's 0 to 10, where 0 is very cold and unfavorable, 5 neutral, and 10 very warm and favorable.
0.
0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me double check here. Hey, Tim Walls.
10.
And Raphael Warnock.
10.
And John Ossoff.
10.
And Brad Raffensperger.
2.
True. And Andre Dickens.
10.
10. And Brian Kemp.
6.
6. Okay. Now, I know it's a long way out, but in November 2024, elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote?
Harris.
Harris. Okay. Now, I know it's a long way out, but it's November 2024, elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote in your House representative, Republican or Democratic?
Democratic.
The Democratic. Okay. For whom did you vote 2020 general election for president, or did you not vote?
I did, for Biden.
Biden, okay. Thinking back on the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same.
The same?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make a difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Big difference. Now, below is a list of people, of events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 meaning that you're not sure, or 0 meaning that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Vice President Harris?
A 10.
Black voters?
10.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
And Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
And your local mayor?
Oh, 8.
8. And COVID-19 recovery?
I said eight.
Okay. Now, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each would motivate your or people in your network to vote for 0 to 10, which 10 means it would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 meaning you're not sure, and 0 meaning the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Now, the first one says, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debts from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. On a scale from 0 to 10, you said 10? Okay. Now, the second one says, because we demanded funds for HBCUS, American Rescue Plan, invested over $2.7 billion in historical Black colleges and universities, the largest ever, over $2,600 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required to direct students' financial relief through grants, debts, discharge, and other aid. On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Now, third one says, because we voted on March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took significant steps to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to ease financial burdens and promote fair credit practice. On a scale from 0 to 10?
10. Yeah.
Now, because we protest together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandate body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors felt federal hate crimes laws were used to convict murderers, Muhammad Adbury and Breonna Taylor, on a scale from 0 to 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you read it again?
Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandate body cameras for all officers. When the state prosecutor felt federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murder of Hamid Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, on a scale of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last one says, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to do be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue to path to future progress. On a 0 to 10?
10.
10? Okay. Now, thank you for your response so far. I'm going to go ahead and ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and it's perfectly okay, but please answer based on how you feel right now. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10?
10. Yeah.
Now, how much power do you feel that black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
10. Yeah.
Now, as you may know, there will be an election president in U.S. Congress, state, local office 2024. I know it's a long way off. Sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But it stands now, how likely are you to vote 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same.
Now, are you registered to vote like many people, or you're not registered?
Registered.
Okay. When did you register your vote? At your current address?
Yes.
When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month? 1-3 months ago? Yeah. 3 to 6 months ago? Or 6 months to a year?
Six months to a year.
Okay. How did you register to vote? By mail, person, government office, at voter registration?
Mail.
Mail? And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian, or gay, three, bisexual, four, or something else?
Straight.
Straight? Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Now, are you parent, guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. Now, politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. And do you consider yourself strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. Now, how would you describe your employee status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, late, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Full-time?
Uh-huh.
You said full-time?
Yes.
Oh. Now, last year, this 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? The best estimate is fine.
$200,000.
$200,000? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah.